I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
NBCSportsWashington.com. Our buddy Matt Wyrick does a really good job covering the Nats. Matt, I was at the game yesterday. Oh, my. I mean, just forget the result, the errors, the way they played. That lineup they fielded was a tough watch for the paying fans yesterday.
Yeah, not too many familiar names in there, that's for sure. A lot of guys have just been called up in the last week. Luke Voit will be in there tonight. That's at least a boost. But the fact that he's being immediately put into the number three spot when he was batting farther down the order in San Diego is a bit of an indictment here on the state of this lineup.
Where are guys like Cade Cavalli and some of their younger pieces that we've heard of coming up at this point? What are we waiting on?
Yeah, it's honestly for them to be ready, according to the Nationals. Cade Cavalli's last start, didn't go very deep into it. 85 pitches through just four innings, did get pulled there. So not the best start for him, but he's overall been pitching really well. Seems like he is a candidate to make this rotation at some point the rest of the season. It just kind of depends on if the Nationals are willing to open up a spot for him.
Yeah, but what if he has a chance to start, but Leivon Hernandez also wants to start?
Wouldn't they just
go with him instead?
I mean, they're certainly not shying away from the veteran route, which makes the release here, or DFA, I should say, of Dennison Lamet from the Padres an intriguing option. I think he's somebody the Nationals could take a flyer on. Of course, the Nationals would have first priority if they were to claim him, but certainly something to keep an eye on moving forward.
Yeah, something that I'm hoping that they do. Let's talk Luke Voit for a second. So he's in the lineup, as you mentioned, tonight in Philly, batting third. This is a guy who hit 22 home runs in that shortened pandemic year, which led baseball in 56 games, finished ninth in the MVP vote. What do we expect? What do we think? And what are the Nats getting?
I mean, they're getting a lot of right-handed pop, that's for sure. He crushes left-handed pitchers. And is somebody who I would at least expect to be in the lineup on a regular basis as a guy who really brings more power than pretty much anyone on this team right now. The team leader in home runs at the moment is Lane Thomas. So certainly the bat of Luke Voit is going to be among the most potent in this lineup moving forward. His defense at first base is a little bit shaky. He kind of profiles more as a DH, though, of course, with Nelson Cruz being there, it's not likely that he plays there every day. So expect to see a lot of Voit at first base down the stretch. And, you know, maybe somebody the Nationals can flip down the line because they still have 2.5 years left of team control.
Matt, it's just one player, and it's just a pretty small sample size. But I think an inescapable backdrop of this whole Juan Soto story, it can be kind of looked at case in point here with Austin Voth. And here's what I mean. With the Nationals, he had an ERA over 10. With the Orioles, an ERA under 3 in 11 appearances. Again, it's only 31 innings. That does not a career make. But they couldn't get him to do this, and another team did. Kind of a direct indictment, isn't it, of the way that they develop, or maybe in this case, don't develop some of their players, and it's why they're in the predicament that they're in, where they need to make a trade to restock with some good players in their system. Your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I mean, it came out that the Nationals were looking for trade partners for both before they DFA'd him because they felt a team that was more analytically driven could get more out of him. I mean, shouldn't you be hoping to get more out of him yourself using your own data and analytics? I mean, certainly the Nationals are playing catch up in that regard. They were a bit of a scouting first organization about 10 years ago, started to try and make that transition towards more analytics, but certainly that has not been the biggest focus for this organization. It's something they're still trying to catch up on today.
Yeah, ideally the new owner will really make it a priority and will spend because it's easy. You know, you can put together the plans and you can say these are the things that we need technologically and equipment wise, but you got to go out and spend the money on something that doesn't necessarily help you the next night at the big league level, which is not always easy to have done, obviously. Give us reasons to watch the rest of this season. Give us a little pecking order here of some things to keep people watching and listening.
Yeah, I think the big three guys to keep an eye on the rest of the year are Josiah Gray, K-Bear Ruiz, and Luis Garcia, three young players who could be part of this next Nationals core. You know, if you're thinking about buying a jersey right now, which wouldn't blame you for not, but those are probably the three guys that you would consider buying a jersey for, because they're going to be around here for a while, and the Nationals hope that they are going to be a big part of their future. So all three have shown, you know, some signs of being young players, their ups and downs, but they also have shown some flashes that are pretty encouraging. So Garcia plays with a lot of energy. Keibert Ruiz is a defensive wizard behind the plate, and Josiah Gray can really rack up the strikeouts when he gets going. So they're all exciting in their own ways, and certainly those three are the people that the Nationals are going to keep the biggest eyes on moving forward.
Matt, thank you, buddy. Have a great weekend.
You too, guys.
Talk soon, my friend.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.